Welcome back to Mathy AI with Mike. Today, we're going to have a free-flowing conversation, exploring whatever comes to mind. I'm your host, Mike, and I'm joined by our general expert. Welcome.
Thanks, Mike. Glad to be here and ready to explore some intellectual territory, whatever that may be.
Exactly. So I was thinking, with all the advancements in AI, what's one area where you think it's overhyped?
Well, Mike, that's a great starting point. I think the overhyping comes in the realm of general AI achieving human-level consciousness or creativity anytime soon. We're amazing at building tools that perform specific tasks incredibly well. But genuine understanding and abstract thought, that's still a very human domain. For now, anyway.
Yeah. That resonates. It's like it can write a poem, but does it feel anything? Big difference.
Precisely. It's mimicking patterns, not experiencing the world. Think of it like a really advanced parrot. It can repeat what it hears, but it doesn't understand the underlying meaning. That's the crucial distinction.
So if that's overhyped, what's something where AI is actually underutilized or where its potential isn't fully appreciated?
I believe AI's potential in personalized education is massively underappreciated. We're still largely operating on a one-size-fits-all model, even though every student learns differently. AI could analyze a student's learning style, identify knowledge gaps, and tailor the curriculum accordingly. It could revolutionize how we teach and learn.
That's a fantastic point. Imagine a system that adapts to your pace, your strengths, and weaknesses. It's like having a personal tutor, but constantly evolving.
Exactly. And it wouldn't just be about rote memorization. AI could help students develop critical thinking skills by presenting them with challenging scenarios and providing personalized feedback. It's about fostering a deeper understanding, not just regurgitating facts.
Well, that's interesting. But wouldn't there be concerns about data privacy and the potential for bias in these AI-driven educational systems?
Absolutely. Those are valid and crucial concerns. Data privacy needs to be paramount. Anonymization and robust security measures are essential. And addressing bias in the algorithms is critical. We need diverse data sets and rigorous testing to ensure fairness and equity. It's not a perfect solution right now, but the potential is there if these challenges are addressed thoughtfully.
Makes sense. So, shifting gears slightly, what's a common misconception people have about experts in general?
That we know everything. Seriously, the biggest misconception is that experts are walking encyclopedias. In reality, we're deeply specialized in a narrow field. We know a lot about a little rather than a little about a lot. And we're constantly learning.
Precisely. It's about having a framework for understanding and interpreting information within our area of expertise. We know where to look for answers and how to critically evaluate the evidence. And knowing what we don't know is just as important.
That's a great point. Humility in expertise is key. Any final thoughts as we wrap up?
Just that we should always approach new technologies like AI with a healthy dose of optimism and skepticism. Be excited about the possibilities, but also be mindful of the potential risks and ethical implications. And keep learning. The world is constantly changing.
Excellent advice. Thanks so much for sharing your insights today.
My pleasure, Mike. Thanks for having me.
And that's all for this episode of Mathy AI with Mike. Join us next time for more insightful conversations.